My name is Ita Hasabala. I do not have any conflict of interest. I will be talking about Whittier Street Healthcare Center. Osagi Ebukujian could not make it, so I will be speaking on the behalf of the group. Whittier Street Health Center is a federally qualified health center that is located in the Roxbury neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. This health center is situated in the middle of five public housing units. Currently, this health center provides 25,000 provides care for 25,000 patients annually. It also offers more than 40 services. And as well as it is an ADA certified center for excellence for diabetes self-management. All right, so a little bit of demographics. Roxbury is one of the oldest neighborhoods in Boston. 38% of Roxbury residents live below the poverty level. Diabetes is also very prevalent in the neighborhood. 11% of residents have diabetes as compared to 6% in Boston. Diabetes hospitalization rates are also twice as high in Roxbury. Whittier Street serves one of the densest public housing units. 83% of patients that attend that seek care at Whittier Street are actually living in public housing units. And 45% of patients are best served in a language other than English. So that is the reason that Whittier Street offers care in 21 different languages. So in an effort to reduce the diabetes burden, Whittier Street created the Diabetes Care Coordination Program that has several goals. I wish there was a clicker. To address these disparities, the first goal is to identify and then connect African American women with diabetes to comprehensive diabetes care through community outreach. A second goal is to assist and motivate African American women to control their diabetes by developing and meeting self-management goals related to A1C levels, weight reduction, and overall self-management. Another goal is to provide health education and behavioral health support. And the fourth goal is to really improve the quality of care and patient outcomes through case management. This is the monitoring and evaluation logic model. A logic model is a clear visual depiction of the inputs and activities implemented through the project period. And this logic model was used to plan, implement, communicate, and evaluate the Whittier Street initiative over the project period. So a little more about the Diabetes Care Coordination Program. First, it has primary intervention components, much like United Neighborhoods Health Services, as well as Black Women's Health Imperative. So diabetes self-management education is key, and then support for managing diabetes and distress, as well as enhanced access to care and improving quality of care. The one thing that Whittier Street Health Center did was really keen on community organization mobilization and advocacy amongst women who live in the public housing units. And I'll get into that a little later. The partners for this initiative were the Boston Public Housing Authority, which really provided access to these patients living in the public housing units. The Boston YMCA and Body by Brandy provided access to physical activity in the community. The Kresge Foundation funded the initial community needs assessment that really spoke to why this, this care should be done within the public housing units. And the Bell Tower food truck provided access to healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables to women in the area, because it was an area where there was lack of access to healthy foods. Community health worker mobilization. So the Whittier Street Health Center staff decided that it's very important to actually recruit women who live within the public housing units as diabetes health ambassadors. So these women had to meet several criteria. They had to be African-American women with diabetes, but their diabetes must be controlled. And Whittier Street defined controlled diabetes as a level of 8.0, A1C of 8.0 or below. Their diabetes must be under control. They must live in public housing units. They must be motivational speakers within the community, as well as also have knowledge of available resources that the women can seek. The diabetes health ambassadors received ongoing training and support for clinical measurement, patient support, and cultural competence. Here are some pictures. So the Diabetes Care Coordination Program participants received comprehensive care services that include diabetes self-management education by an ADA-certified diabetes educator, group medical visits with social support and access to clinical care, and a variety of diabetes care-related services in one visit, such as goal setting, are you meeting the goal settings, eye exams, foot exams, nutrition and physical activity, consultation, as well as community service navigation. What Whittier Street staff found that it was more than just the diabetes burden. Again, you know, as we heard our previous speakers, it was, you know, really support within the families. It was more than just, you know, the clinical aspect. It was support. It was, you know, feeling like they're the only ones out there. They really needed to, you know, that's why the group medical visits really provided a space where women can get together and go seek help together as a group, and also provide support for one another. And this really shows the intervention components, specific elements, and modes of delivery. And as you can see, a lot of the, you know, the elements that were delivered by diabetes health ambassadors who had diabetes and could speak to what it took to control their diabetes. So that was really an important aspect for this team. So community outreach and engagement was the main element. Ambassadors mobilized public health housing residents to participate in the Diabetes Care Coordination Program. Overall, there were 120 screening outreaches in public housing units, parks, churches, mosques, and even bus stops. So these diabetes ambassadors were actually going out in the community. Initially, it was door-to-door, and then after that, it was wherever I can find people to speak to about what is diabetes. Have you checked? That kind of thing around the community. Over 900 residents were screened over the two-year period, and 340 residents were actually found with elevated blood glucose and were referred to Whittier Street Health Center for further evaluation. And 160 women were retained in the Diabetes Care Coordination Program. Here's one of the key learnings. One of the key learnings is that the diabetes ambassadors, as well as community partners, really accelerated the service delivery. Ambassadors met with patients where they are, at public housing units, usually during coffee hour, a place where they can feel comfortable. It wasn't, you know, this doctor throwing all these terms at you. It was another woman, you know, probably your neighbor, who can come speak to you about what she has done to control her diabetes. Community partners also accelerated service delivery because partners are a channel through which the community is reached. So community partners allowed for access to residents. They also allowed for opportunities for physical activity and healthy nutrition within the community. This graph is a cumulative line graph, and it shows that with the recruitment of diabetes ambassadors, the services really, picked up, the services that were provided. As well as you could see in the red arrows where other partners were added. So, for example, the Public Housing Authority, and then, addressing the needs of patients, really a partnership with the food truck that provided access to healthy foods. So the partners there, being there and allowing access for the community, for patients with diabetes to really get access to what they need, and at the same time, the facilitated by the diabetes health ambassadors really increased the services provided over time. Here are some clinical outcomes. A pre-test, post-test comparison was used for the outcomes collected by Whittier Street. A statistical significance test was conducted using a pair t-test. The mean interval between the pre- and post-measurements was 16 months. The clinical data suggested there were improvements in A1C levels, weight reduction, and diastolic blood pressure at the 0.05 level of significance based on the mean change. And those are highlighted in blue. There are also some additional outcomes that are worth highlighting. For example, 95% of women engaged in diabetes self-management. And 97% participated in the annual eye exams. But the main one that is worth noting is that 92 women lost 1,300 pounds over the project period, and that is an average of 15 pounds. Here's another key learning. Learning was that it's important to address challenges as they arise. That's what the Whittier Street Health Center told us. They're saying that first, it was really hard to keep patients engaged in continuous care, especially assuring that they eat healthy foods. And then an inadequate access to mental health needs. A lot of participants were depressed and didn't know what to do. So they were, reporting this to the clinical team. So to address those challenges, Whittier Street provided gift cards to local grocery stores and created a partnership with a local food truck to address the nutrition aspect. Further, to help patients cope with stress, an integrated behavioral health specialist was hired as part of the care coordination team. Another key learning from diabetes care coordination programs, there were three. The first is that African American women act as gatekeepers for health to their families, and serving one woman can mean serving an entire family. Diabetes health ambassadors gained new insight into the management of their own disease and adopted additional lifestyle changes that really improved their health and well-being. So diabetes health ambassadors were there to really provide support for patients, but they found out that they were actually receiving support back. So it was a bi-directional benefit. And then the last finding is it really takes a coordinated team. It really takes a village to provide the needed services for controlling diabetes. Here are some testimonials. Linda, who's a diabetes health ambassador, says that, "I now understand my numbers and feel totally in control after 20 years of living with diabetes." Another testimonial is from a participant who says, "It feels good knowing there is so much I can do to improve my diabetes. I have lost 54 pounds in 8 months by being part of the wellness group." Moving forwards, so Whittier Street plans to sustain their efforts, their program, by first applying for grants from foundation, corporate, and government funding opportunities. They also will seek to acquire public funding through the National Health Disparities Collaborative. And currently, they're planning to build a medical fitness center in-house that would be available to all community residents at a discounted price. So the delivery of services by culturally competent diabetes health ambassadors accelerated services, and one of the key strategies of engagement is meeting patients where they are at public housing units. This increases access to the target population, it increases visibility of the health center within the community, and it also increases trust of the program. Using this approach, more than 900 women were connected to diabetes screening, primary care, and re-engagement. In conclusion, the Diabetes Care Coordination Program was associated with modest improvement in clinical outcomes for program participants. Osagie Ebikojian is the project lead. I'm sure he would be more than happy to tell you a little more about the project, answer any of your questions. Thank you.